And you can have cases in between. There are two factors over here. What she said, what she feels, right? That's one factor. She either feels dumb or feels something else. And another factor is, which way does the circumstantial evidence point? Is it like Ogul or is it Moshe? Or is it Yoshevet or Amedet? Or these kind of details. You follow what I'm saying? Now, like this. If she feels dumb, and it's Moshe, we have two strikes against her. How is the Reus? Right? Because first of all, she feels dumb, which is more common. And second of all, it's Moshe, which Moshe seems to indicate also a purpose. So she has part of the Reus, circumstantial evidence point. Is it like Ogul or is it Moshe? Or did Yoshevet or Amedet, or these kind of details. You follow what I'm saying? Now, like this. If she feels dumb, and it's Moshe, we have two strikes against it. How to the Reus, right? Because first of all, she feels dumb, which is more common. And second of all, it's Moshe, which Moshe seems to indicate also a Purim. So she has part of the Reus, then, in fact, you have an absolute rogue. You have a rogue. That it was Dam Migupa Bargosh. It's a rogue. After all, she says her gashti dam. And the indication of based on the shape of the aid, of the dam on the aid, is that in fact it was Bada Migupa Bar. And therefore there's a rogue gomor that there was Argosh. If there's a rogue gomor, then we can say that even though there exists the Xerata custom of Dam Velo Ketem, and even assume it as a polite extent, now onto the question of whether it comes from her body, but even to the question of whether it was Agosha or not, we might still say she's command with the right. Look, let's go back to the original example which the Sidrei Tara gives. He likens Dam Velo Kesem to Mam Zavadai Velo Mam Zatopei. It's an Ofen Hashem Shmaitza, the first page, Shmaitza Aleph Perek Aleph, the first page of the Sefer, that Mam Zavada Evelo Mam Zisopek only applies to a Sopek HaShokel, or almost practically Shokel. One is a robe, one is a good robe, that the first is a Mamzer, so we don't say it's a Mam Zisopek, it's a Mam Zavada, because the robe is considered a Birur, and the robe puts it into the category of Vada, and out of the category of Sopek. So the Shmaiti says that when it comes to the Moshel, Mam Zavada Evelo Mam Zisopek, so by the Nimshel, which is Dam Velo Kesem, we can apply the same Svar. And then we can say that if in fact she says they're Gashdik Dam, and the Dam is Moshuk on the A, it's a Rov Gomor, that is Bob Hargosha, so therefore we say she's Tmeim is alright, according to both interpretations. Hold on, wait, hold. 1 second, slow. And the same thing might apply, which is Hergashti Dam, which is Omedes, or Hergashti Dam, and Mosul Yadach HaTashmish, perhaps you can apply the same thing. 1 second. On the other, I think the other extreme. Take the other extreme. Let's say it was Ogul. Okay. And she said Hergashti Eid. She didn't say Hergashti Dam. The din of the Gemara is in Paris, and it's Mutter. Why? I have recorded the second Shah, which suggests maybe it was Hargosha Dam. The answer is exactly, it's the flip side here. He has two things going for you. What are the two things going for you? Number one, she says Hergashti Eid, lower Hergashti Dam, right? And number two, it's Ogul, which indicates that it's Me'alma or something, it's not a regular Dami Gufa. She has two things going for you. Even if you'd ordinarily hold Sveika the Reis of the Pope, it's not a Sveika the Reis. It's a Rove Gomer Lekula. So where do you have the and this everyone agrees to, it's the Beferish Shikamon, there's no argument about this. Everyone agrees. Where is the dispute between the various two interpretations in the Gemara? Which case? With what? With one up and one down. No? With one up and one down. For example, what case? There should be two cases, let's get it straight. But what are the two cases? What are the two cases? Where it's Moshe and Lo Hergisha Dam, or it's Ogul or Hergisha Dam. And both of am I right? But then we say that those are two cases, which are the two Lashonim, which are the Rishonim, are arguing, right? So both of those cases, because it's one up and one down, it's in the category of Safek. And therefore the Pshat, which I told you yesterday, is Emes V'Yatzis. And we think that that Pshat is true. That's the Machloikas in the case of Safek, which way do you go? But what I've done now is, in the first case of clarification, which out of the absolute total of four cases, two are considered Vadai, or Rov is considered not in the category of Safek. One is the Rov Tomei, one is the Rov Tor. That's less Mandapolik. But the in-between cases, where she said her Gashti A, and it was Mashuk, or she said her Gashti Dam, and it was Ogul, right? Those are the two in-between cases. Then, in both cases, these Perushim are fighting. What's the Din Tomei or Tor? That could be the same shot over there. Basically said, yes, that's considered a Safek. And the shadow would be Sfeka Lachumra, Sfeka Lachum. I just wanted to refine what we said yesterday. In this light, I wanted to point out that the Sidrei Tara, another Sidrei Tara, in Tit Katan, Sam of Zai, Simon Kufsadi Tit Katan, Sam of Zai, very, 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 very long. The Sidrei Tara there, that's where he sees the light, and that's in the middle of that big piece. And he thinks that the second shot is right and the first shot is wrong. Says the first shot is posh, that's how you read the word. But in there he has a bunch of comments that the second shot is right and the first shot is wrong. Alright, so I think that's fine. I mean, we know that other Gedolim said the same thing, that's alright. In that context, that long discussion, there's one paragraph which is very interesting. If you want to look it up, you may have this Osa or Jafon. Or it's in regular over there too. It's in Sukkot Sam of Zion. This thing is in page number Resh Ayin Hey. The first new paragraph. The title Umihu. If you have it in the regular Shulchan Aruch, if you look to Sam Achet, turn back a full page and you'll see. It's easier to go that way. That's not the Sam of Zion, to turn back five pages. So look at the Sukkot Sam, turn back a page, and look at the word Umihu. It's like this. It's like this. Umihu, right. He says what his child's music on it. Then he's like this. Umihu, in that same paragraph. Avim Nomar appears for Gemara Kepachte. See, he's a mitzvah, he's so honest. He said the second shot is right, but he still thought the first shot is kapashte. See, he omeres her gisha dam. Listen to what he said. Listen to this. Think about it for a minute. Mikomakom, keva nitalinen lahokeo, viarminen shetoaso. That's the first shot said, right? She sees dam, she feels dam, and we're going to tell her, no, you wasn't really dam. Mikol shekein, siyesh lachas lahatmir, hafa pish omesh alore gisha, Wait. He threw a monkey right there. He threw us a curveball. So the Sidrei Tara wants to say that even the first shot of the Gemara is correct, but the sin of the second shot that will say she made a mistake and will be machmir can certainly be true. After all, it can be makel, kavachomer can be machmir. What do you say about this? What do you say? It's going to go against everything we said until now, for sure. But is he right? What did he say? One more time. I read it verbatim. Miu. Avim no amad aperit sikam or kapashte. He omerit her gisha bukulein. Nikoma kom kevin the talinim. So in other words, she saw her gisha. And we're going to say she really was not her gisha, so we're going to say she made a mistake and we're going to be make you. Nikoma kom kevin the talinim lahokyo. Ramina shatasa. You're going to say she made a mistake and be make you. Nikol shkein. Siyei shalom shalahakmir. I said she made a mistake. Ava pish oma shalom gisha. Ev shalom adir gisha v'tasa v'tasa shi yorgashas midi akwini eiro shamash. Uve emez toya agash tamoto. Now what do you say about that? That makes sense. Well, we're talking about Pshat in the Gemara. And Rabbonah, I don't want to trust Rabbonah for the moment. We're still on the right. I think it can't be. It can't, it's against the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara is the all of the Agrisha. Why Lalam Dagash? What's the difference? Why Lalam Dagash?
Unless you say that he means, or we can determine it, we can extend it to on a level of the Rabbanus. Maybe. On the Rabbanus level, you could possibly say it. But on the right level, it's an impossibility. Because the Olam Dagash, why do I say Lalam Dagash?
If Gemara is Kepashte, when is she Tameya? When Arbisha? When she says her Gashti Dam, according to Kepashte. So what's he going to say? You just Logish Dam is the same Alocha, so why is he going to say Lalam Dagash? So I'm not sure. Maybe either you said that he's on the Rabbanu level. Maybe. Koch is there, but it's that means same, but it's unnecessary. So therefore what? So what? And it will be the same floor?
Yes.
Right. But that seems to be that would be a big skirmish. A harder thing to imagine. Okay, this is what I want to point out. You want to look at the Tara, his whole discussion of the two pshatim with this conclusion. Yes.
The point is that that would mean that woman doesn't know what she does, doesn't know for sure, but they will realize that. But also, let's say,
that's correct. Again, we're thinking of the right level.
What do you need two
to make a roll? You need one to make a roll. Okay. Now, the mitzvah from all this, you may have seen a few places in Mamre Kamos, the questions we spoke about earlier, halacha l'maaseh. A woman who feels lecha, she feels that there's some wetness coming out, and she sees lecha meruba, lecha levana, you saw it in the Teshuvah quote, and with a tefillah dam, with a speck of dam. So the question is, what is halacha? Do we say it's considered as if dam b'hargosha, and if it's dam b'hargosha, we have to be machmir, or do we say no? It's not considered dam b'hargosha. We don't have to be machmir. This could be a pasul nafkamina between all of these, between these discussions. Now, the question goes further. What will happen? The question will be, the halacha l'maisa, is there any case which we can be on fairly safe ground in the megal on the child? So I thought that if you sum it all up, that we can be fairly safe and be megal in the following case. And that is, if a woman has saw some kefen, so we were talking about the broken before, I just had a phone call this morning. Halacha l'maisa. Someone called up this morning with a shayla. The woman had a kesem on undergarment, and the shayla was, you know, it was color, tavua, all sorts. My first question, by instinct, this is I'm instinctively used to ask this question. I said, did she feel anything before she saw it? Was there any possibility of hargosha? So the answer was no. There was no possibility of hargosha whatsoever. No possibility of hargosha because she didn't feel anything. So therefore, we can treat it as a kesem. Or the Begat Savua, which we'll see soon, so therefore we can be making this kind of a shayla. But the question is, if the answer would have been yes, so would there be, what would the halacha be? Because we have all kinds of shaylas. So is there any case that we can be fairly certain that we can be making without any real question? Oh, no, it was found in undergarment. Not in life, found in undergarment. Right, it was a test. But a kesem on Begat Savua is mutter. Oh. So I thought like this. If a woman said, oh, well, the truth of the matter is that I did have this funny sensation that there was a, what we call a ziva sabalach, right? So the ziva sabalach, well, I asked the question, where was the sensation? Well, betzat chutz. Now, again, the practicality is a little bit difficult. What exactly is the cutoff point? Betzat pnim and betzat chutz. So let's say the woman says, close. She has to be honest. It's not that she has no inclination whatsoever to find something on the undergarment. She had some kind of a feeling that there was a little bit wet, and she felt near Tzadkut. And then sure enough, she checked. A few hours later, she happened to check, but she sees there's a little spot on the undergarment. So Achlanias Daiti, in that case, they're going to make it. For sure. I'll tell you why. Because, look, let's go back to what we said yesterday. The Sidrei Tara brought a riot from our Gemara that Zivas Davalach is not our Agosha. What was the riot from our Gemara? Our Gemara talks about the case of Merag Lion, yet without our Agosha. You see, you can have Merag Lion without our Agosha, so Zivas Davalach is not our Agosha. So we have two ways out of this riot. One way out is to distinguish between the Kamas Bifnim and Kamas Bachut. That was the Chavaz Da. Chavaz Da says that the Kamas Bifnim, that would be considered a Hargosha Ziva Tavalach. If the Hargosha Ziva Tavalach is only Bachut, that's not considered a Hargosha. That's one way out. Or we have another way out, Sidri Tara said, tell it to Ran. What did Ran say? That if there's something else to be told of the Hargosha, then what? Then again, we would say that it's not considered a hagosh. And Mela, in this kind of a case, where a woman has some kind of a feeling of zivas avalach manachut, and she later checks the undergarment and sees, let's say, a color, you know, if mucus or something else comes out of the osa makom, so these are light thing, not a reddish, something gets wet with water even, or a liquid, it leaves a little bit of a stain. She sees this little stain on the undergarment, and she sees a dot of red in the middle. So same with Marasha. One of the three reasons it has to work to be matrix. Either be matrix because it's no Agosha, why? One of the three reasons it's no Agosha. It is not Agosha because Ziva Savalach is not Agosha, because the Ritara says. And if you'll say Ziva Savalach is Agosha, you have to say one of two things. Either Menachut is not considered a Hargosh like the Chavazah. Or, you have to say like the Ran, that when there's more things to be told of the Hargosh, then that Hargosh doesn't count. So for one of the three reasons, this woman is in effect, although she may have had some inkling in fact that something was happening before she discovered on the undergarment, but Al-Pi Al-Lacha, for one of the aforementioned three reasons, is considered Lo Hirgisha. And thereby, there's a regular standard in a Kesef, and in a Kesef, a Beggar Tavua is Mutter. I think this is good. Kemat b'choladeis. I don't want to say b'choladeis. Nothing is b'choladeis over here. But kemat b'choladeis, it can be made in this kind of a situation. Yes.
Why do you think
they're doing? Well, it depends on the size. It would be less than a kigrit. Let's assume it's a kigrit. That was the shot of tank. That was the case. Yes.
The
other one, the first one, has to be the one that you had on the Tijuana. So, his life, the other thing, the one that you had on the Tijuana. He's asking a good question. It's more than if an ambiguous Targosha doesn't count, he wasn't the one saying, Ida Argosha. But that's before. The one thing, the one realized that at the beginning. Ida Argosha means, according to the simple Psha, she fell down. Period. That's all. The more than know anything about it, any other possibility.
The case is not
so difficult. Right. That's what you asked me yesterday. That's exactly what Baruch asked yesterday, Akash. Ida Argosha, so what do you mean? But the Zivas of Allah can be told in the Merag Lion. So I answered yesterday. She had a different Argosha. I mean, she had a different Argosha. No one assumes that Ziva Savalach is the only kind of Argosh. This is exactly what you asked. Am I right? I think you asked me the same question. I have the same answer yesterday. I think so. Yes, John. Why? All Argosh is each other? I don't have to assume that that's true. Maybe that's not true. Okay. Someone pointed out to me in the Mishnah Sof, which I have to look at by the Tatmer Dayan there, say there's a bit of confusion there as to what's suffering and what's vadaying. That's the now it seems to contradict himself from one line to the next. And he all seems to go, someone pointed out, opposite of what we were saying. So the which day would be suffering, which day would be vadaying, came out there a little bit the reverse. So my answer is that I'm not mashubit to every line which he says there. Yeah? When he's saying this, I'll peace. certain achronim. So I don't know if anything which we say will be perfectly reconciled with everything says there in the Sefer Mishnah itself. Okay. So now we'd be ready to leave this part of the sugya, except there's only one problem. And that is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish comes and takes everything and turns it upside down. We've been assuming until now that Hagosh Merag Laim, what do we keep talking about? Hagosh Merag Laim, that's all the Achronim seem to assume. It means when the Merag Laim come out, that's Hagosh Merag Laim. That's how everyone seems to be assuming in Pshat and the Sugya. Tosis said the same thing. Because Tosis talks, the second Tosis, Ama Pishlo Hitila. What does Hitila mean? Hitila Merag Laim is that the Merag Laim left the body. That's what it says. The Chazanish is it's wrong. He calls the Tosis later on in the New Testament days, and the Zibra Maskel Dilma, where Tosis maintains that, quite the contrary, at the moment of Hatolas Merag Laim, it's impossible for there to be any doubt. Biologically, that's what it says. But the Tosis in the Testament days, the Ramaskal Dilma, at the end, as it says, B'shem b'shazinu ki efshel adam shem lovo kedako, shemachmat hazinu k'nistam amayan shal adam. I'm not a biologist here, I don't know, but that's what Tosis says. The Chazanish seems to indicate that when we say Hagosh Merag Laim, we don't mean the low of the Merag Laim out of the body. What does he mean? So, I'll give you a quotation. Quote, Hatzar hanola l'pula ta'atola shepokar ha-teva ala-odam l'zarzo l'hatzal mayim. How do you say it? You gotta go? I don't know how you would say it in plain English. That's how he says, that's Shad in Hagosh Merag Raglaim. The person feels that he has to go to the bathroom. That's Hagosh Merag Raglaim. That's how the Chazanish says Shad. That's how he says Shad. And he's a whole arichus based upon this pshat, the Tosis here, and this is Lav Davka, and a long discussion of Tosis in Dav Gimel and Aleph, what I ask you to look at. Very complicated. Very complicated. I'm purposely leaving out the complication. You can look it up yourself. Simon Sadis and Tot Nalef, Chazanish. A lot of people have it here in camp. Suffice it to say that the Chazanish's conclusion is that we don't worry so much about Hagosh and Erag Lai. And he brings this interesting raya, based on the kind of the Sugya Dav Gimel with the Tosfos. Look, he said, a woman sees a kevin. She discovers something, an undergarment, for example. Huh? Now, from the time she checks it last, until the time she, when it's clean, and the time she sees it now in the stain of red, in all likelihood there was somewhere during that period of time she had to go to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom, she had to go to the bathroom. So why don't we say, Dr. Famous Mr. Retired Kesem, why don't we say that every Kesem will be coming? Why? Because every Kesem, alright, she didn't have Tashmish, alright, so she wouldn't check with an A. But every Kesem, she went to the bathroom, I mean, not Paro. Sometime between the time that she saw last, the time she's a Kesem, she went to the bathroom, she had to go to the bathroom. So why don't we say that the Spake is alright? Hagosh Merag Laim, in fact, is what? Is Shema Hagosha. So we should say what? We should say that what? That every time she sees a kesem, she went to the bathroom, between the time she put on the garment, she sees it, should be a daraisa. Not going to be make it, because it's on him, etc., the chashash of a daraisa. So the Chazanish wants to say like this. He wants to say that this Gemara on Amud Beis and the Tosfos of Gimel, which is based on our sugya on Amud Beis, is only going when the Gemara thinks that the only possible way to ever have any kind of tumah at all is by Hargosha. So in order, the Gemara was stuck. The Gemara had come on to the fact that Hargosha is Merag Laim is Shemar Hargosha. I'm giving you Rashi Prokhim. If you want to know the details, you look it up there. But he said, if I may, it's the other part of the page, but the Gemara is in the Kaf of the Chiddush. There exists a din of Isur Levaila and Tumas Nida without Hagosha on a Rabbanical level, then it's no longer necessary to assume that what? That Hagosha is Merag Laim, whatever it means, is Shema Hagosha. So he says, the Halacha L'Maaseh, he says, it would not be Shema Hagosha. This is a brief and not exactly accurate, close enough, summary of what Chazanish says. A little bit more complicated than what I'm saying. Yeah. The Chazanish maintains that to say that it's Hagoshmer, Aglaim, Ishmar, Agosha, so you have a problem with Vegas, the right, almost every custom in the world. She went to the bathroom somewhere. It's Sidrei Tarei discussion. So the Chazanish wants to answer by saying that no, the Maskana Hagoshmer, Aglaim is not considered Hagoshmer. Right? The Gemara only said it because the Gemara was stuck. Because the Gemara saw the number of days, there is no, that without our Gosha, it's Torah Mamish. Mamish the Torah. Okay? But the Maskana, that there exists the din of Tumah B'li our Gosha, as we call it, Xeras Kesamim, then we can say that really it's not considered our Gosha. Why is she Tmeya? She's Tmeya in certain cases of the Rabbana level of a Ria B'li our Gosha, we didn't Kesamim. The kids in Imrit, what he said. Chavadat passes the halacha, the woman goes to the bathroom, and she sees a kesem right afterwards. What's the din? It's a thurim in the right, we call it a shalom in the right, and all the coolers won't apply. Right, so she'll see common case, most common case. She has a toilet paper, toilet tissue. The toilet tissue, we could say, they have a kabel tumor, it's color, so the problem I'm making. Abdu'l-Khamazad said nothing to it, because she saw that if it's right after the, in a minute. So let's assume that it's considered right after the Merak Lion, so therefore the Shana of a Doraita, maybe she was Margaret in the second, she thought, again, he's going with the second shot, right? Maybe she really was Margaret, and she's just confused with Agosh's Merak Lion, in which case you have to be Mitame. So the Chazanish says, in effect, if that's true, why only she saw it right away? Because an hour or two later, it should also be a problem. In effect, this is how he's arguing. So he'll let another cool up some. Right? So he suggests, no, maybe Agosh Merak Lion does not count Limatskon. Perhaps. That's what he suggests. Oh. Before I go on, I just wanted to mention, in passing, that we mentioned yesterday that the Rambam seems to be going with what we call the second shot. What do you mean the second shot? That she saw, she felt only an A, only a Shamish, and we are saying, no, she made a mistake through that question stop. That's true. But when it comes to Merak Lion, the Rambam says exactly the reverse. The other shot. So I saw in the Achronish, who is it? It's Yunei Tara. Says, he's the Lashon, Lav B'chodah Matzah Matinu. It's an expression. Aramaic expression, which basically is in English, because you don't love more one big bag. You know, just because the Gemara has all three in a row, you don't have to say that they all follow the same pattern. That's very difficult, if you ask me. Because after all, the Gemara is going to be exactly the same form. Question, Dilma Argusha, but it's exactly the same. The words are identical. So how can I come with the Kiddush that Lav B'chodah Matzah Matzah? They seem to be, on the contrary, to be in the same Matzah, the same bag. So that form of terror, I thought it was a bit difficult. I wanted to answer a very simple answer, I think. Because if you look carefully, look what it says in the Gemara. Toshma. Isha she also trachev or also adam rabbi mei omei mosa omedet mei mei shevet tohor. That's true. But if you look up the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say that. Because the Rambam paskin la halacha against Rabbi Meir and rather like whom? Like Rabbi Yossi on the New Testament basis says, Rabbi Yossi omei benkan ku benkan tohorah. So I wanted to say, Pshat Enoch Inam is the Gemara, so Chadam Aftel Naftinu. And according to the Gemara, the Chesnum Zainam is Beis, I was Sugya, you'd have to say that Merak Lime, if she felt Merak Lime, we'd have to worry, maybe she made a mistake, it was really what? Hagosh Azam. Why did Rambam pass this way? No! Rambam doesn't pass this whole day in the Mishnah quote, he passed like Rabbi Yossi. The Nail is different. You know what I'm saying? The Achronim is Terez is right, and Rambam is Sugya to Merak Lime and the rest. But the Terez of the Gemara is wrong. They said the Rambam held, well, probably three different things. Wrong. Our Gemara meant what it said and said what it meant. Our Gemara meant said the Merak Lion is the same as Eidah and Shamash. We don't pass it like our Gemara. Because we pass like Rabbi Yossi, who's more Megal than Merak Lion. But Mela is not exactly, not the same. That's just a little Teorah which I made, which is not exactly the same as the Teorah of the Achronim, if Shat and Sugah quantity is the Rambam. biology. Presumably, Rabbi Yossi says this Meir HaGlayim is more. Whatever the Machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yossi is, and the mission is tested. No, but it's more Meikel than Meir HaGlayim. That's what, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yossi is Meikel, Bein Yomedes, Bein Yosheves, that'll tell cover this. Damaka, whatever. Damana Moka, whatever. Doesn't go off, right? Closes up, as the case may be, the Sugyan, Nun Tessim is there. That's the end. That's the end. The Sidre Parah, though, is never his father. He really is. He's the most straight person. He didn't hold this business of Hadadish, and he didn't hold many of the other coolers. He's bothered. And he lives with a Tzarachin. You look at the Sidre Parah, and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, the cut and right at the beginning of the first Sidre. He's stuck. He doesn't understand. Why should a Kesem be Mutter after Meraglayim? Or after Tashma? We should ask for everything. We should ask for all Ksavim after Meraglayim. He's honest enough to realize the question, not only if it's immediately afterwards, as the Chavos Das phrases it, but even if it's an hour later or 10 hours later. But to intervene, that's all of Meraglayim. So let's say the Sfeika Daraisa. Because maybe it was Argosha and she made a mistake. This is Mama, she's stuck. And he gives no terror. It's amazing. He gives no terror. The guy's vice. But Kuf Pei Gimel to somebody gives no answer. He always had the impression he wants to be Makal Allah. So whenever it was, she went, but that's unbelievable. The whole, the Gemara saw people never went to the bathroom. That's quite an unbelievable basis. But if you look at the Sidre Tzad, the very first thing, he says, I will let him. Am I made the Shem above Argosha, Masal or Gisha, Am Argosha Shamish? Then he wants to talk about Argosha Meir HaGlayim. Then about Meir HaGlayim, he starts saying, well, maybe it doesn't count, he starts also with similar. Other than the Reshma Hilton, the Hill of Chayash, he threw Meir HaGlayim, maybe it's only about the Rabbana, and he tries to get out. But he ends up with a Tzarachin. Tzarachin. No terror over here, Tzarachin. Pages and pages and pages later, in Simon Kuf Tzadi, in Simon Kuf Tzadi, he comes up with something. And that's basically what the something which we spoke about earlier ourselves. What is that something? That's the one on the Mount Makamas, I think. And he was. Umeyata. Was that what? It was. That's what he comes up with a terrorist. Not 50 pages later, he's up with a terrorist. He says, you know what? The reason why there's no Shashta Raita, which she saw at Ketan, and she had gone to the bathroom in between, is a different one. Namely, because he says, with his holy soul, the dam below Ketan, maybe the dam came later on. Maybe. Maybe she went to the bathroom at 10 o'clock in the morning, and she checked how much she undergarment at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's abdomen. Right? See, what do you say? So whatever, well, it's not Shashta Raisa, because Lohi Gisha, some male they never make. What do you mean he asked? There is a Shashta Raisa. Because maybe she was married at 10, the dam started coming out at 10, and she didn't know it was discovered until 3. Shveres are deraisa. Svek are deraisa l'chumra. But you got a Tzarachin over here. Pages later he says, no. Where did you saw what she mentioned earlier? What did you saw? Dam below Kesem. Dam vadeh below Stav Tzofei. We could say that if she saw this, she had a possible argosha at 10 in the morning, she sees Dam at 3. Who knows where the Dam came? Who, maybe the Dam first was some, who knows where it came from, or when it came, or how it came. There's enough fake, as he suggested in there, in Kuf Tzadi, Sif Kot Tzadi Gimel, Zira Maskel, Me'ata, he suggests, yeah. Me'ata Nichod, 40 pages later, Masha Tamati Liel, you could lose your bearings over here. Liel means way back. The Lama Sassu HaPolsim, the Tarak, Sam HaFilu Shemotu HaKatashu HaMeret, Tal Perek Lain, וכי אגב, אם נצטר לא משנה בקבל צומה, אגב בבגד סבוע, היי, לא יכול תגע לא ראי, זו נהג ושם וסתובב וכולי. פה זה מסתקם שם בפרט. ובשביל זה ניחו, תפילו בלו טיים את הרגוש שעק סבב תורה מן התורה. Why? Came at the equal and mislead the meal master. Came from elsewhere, who knows when it came, how it came, etc. And there was down below Kesem, and therefore it is Tohu. That's what he said. I must tell you, and I asked you to look at the Mount of Kermit, I skipped over a whole page. In this page, I asked you to look at the Teremin or Mayata, there's a page in between. What's that 18 and a half minute gap over there it's a chidush nifla menorah, you want to say. It's so nifla, that I, and it was so complex, so many rites, and it caused so much trouble in our Achor to see what he's right or he's wrong, I decided to leave you out of this one. I'll tell you the Kitta Nimrod what he says. What he says is based upon the end of the sugya. What's the end of the sugya? End of the sugya is, I'm not going to read through the whole sugya over here. Let's finally, all right, we're going to make the big break now and go, not turn the page, go to the next page. Okay. The Gemara says, after all these kashas, the Gemara is going to say like this. Om Rav Yirmi Dipti, Mo de Shmuel Shehi Tumea Midi Rav Bon. Finally, the case, well, finally comes to the realization that it's stuck. That it's a din of Tumid Rav Bon, he will lia gosha klav. But with the rights of Noha Gosha, she's told. Rav Ashi Omar, Shmuel Udama Kram Nechemya. Not, and Nechemya Omer, Kol Dover She'ena Mekabel Tuma, Eina Mekabel Kisamir. This cloud we referred to a few times already. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Rav Ashi Yomar, Tama de Shmuel da Maliel Bokko Karka Olam Mekule, Lav Mishum Hargosho. It's not because of Hargosho. Elakam Nechemia Svile, the Amalo Eskiru, Kachomim Zidar Eskesem, Ela Adama Mekabel Tuma, Nuka Kol Anak Yukta La Kushin Inna the Shmuel Ayer Bargosho Cloud. What does that mean? What do the words mean in Rashi? What do the words mean? The Siddur Taz, you know what it means? Amazing thing of it. It means that according to Rav Ashi, there's no Daraisa requirement for Hargosha. There can be a Tumah Daraisa B'li Hargosha Klal. Rav Ashi denies that we've been assuming for all this Shirim. Denies the whole thing. There's no Din of Maskan of Hargosha. Don't need it. Aye, that's the case. Tzomit should be the Raisa. What do you have to come up with? This is what leads us to the entire come up with the Chiddush Nifla. What's the Chiddush Nifla? Dam below Kesem. And we could be Akavat Rei Rikshi. He himself at one point when he wants to be Akavat Rei Rikshi. He backs out there and of course that means he can ride on both chariots, both horses. But we assume also we assume both Russia. Is it Russia of what? Is it Russia of Bipsara, Ashatagash Bipsara? And it's also a Russia of Davalo Kesem. There's no Sira. One built on the other. But what led to what prompted the Sira Taz, this Chiddush Gadol of Davalo Kesem, was partially his denial of Maskana, the very existence of Ashatagash Bipsara. That is when Kesem, on the way to Davalo Kesem. This is the Sira Taz knowledge. I spared you a whole page of small print. He brings raya after raya after raya, and what he says is true. And after he's finished all that fun, bringing raya after raya after raya, it's bull. So I don't get caught in the crossfire over here. This is too complicated. Yes? That would be a problem. That would be a problem. And a problem. I'm not sure exactly what he says. It could be that he's assuming at that point she's a Kesem, it would be Tamei. Of course, the question will become, how long afterwards? In other words, like the Sibir Tara says, the Akbon already says that she sees, what's the Lush of the Gemara? So that's a very strange expression, Gemara. What's it called? Otsio. What does Otsio mean? Right away. So what does Otsio, what does that mean right away? So the Gemara later on back in that Yudalad, that figure there says, Otsio means a long enough time for a woman to reach under a pillow and take a piece of cloth and do an internal examination. No? Well, I don't know, how long would that take? And the Ramos said, you know what it is? Nobody knows. After Ramos said, the Kufezai, Ain other Bikin Bashir is there. One of those, you know, Ain other Bikin. Every year we have another one of Ain other Bikin. Here it is. Ain other Bikin Bashir is there. I would say it should be a matter of seconds. Huh? I don't know how many seconds. Well, I didn't even measure the second. I mean, second under a minute. How long should it take to reach under a minute? It takes 2 seconds. And to do an examination. Right? Might ask me, I'll say it after me, Lamaisa. After me, Lamaisa would be if a woman wants to avoid shyness and halakha, when she goes to the bathroom, and our hygiene, when she goes to the bathroom, she always has to wipe, hygienic reasons. So she should, if she wants to avoid shyness, she should wait for I don't know, X amount of seconds, whatever it is, before she wipes, so that this should not be considered the category of osio. So it would be a problem. Of course, the samachah wouldn't help. I mean, if you take the most worst case scenario, the samachah will mach even beyond osio for whatever reason. And therefore, there's a better way. That is, what the Akron is saying, by the Shulchan of the quote, should not refuse to look in the first place. We have a famous rule. A woman, if we pass on Allah, we keep the pass on Allah, but she's not mechuyev to look. That's what the Pasuk seems to say. And therefore, she doesn't look at all, so I told her my noise. But if she's going to look, so it might make sense to, she should weigh a little bit, in order that it shouldn't be a category of OCL, to make it a little bit better than Allah. Again, you mentioned so many factors, pro and con, it makes it a little bit better. There are machmirim in both cases, machil in both cases, but there are some, will be machmir, osyom will be megil, liachazman. This would be a prevalent enough view of Allah that it's worthwhile. Since she's going to look, she should wait that those extra few seconds. Well, I wish I could tell you how many seconds it is, but there are most of them not the key. So if he's not a bucky, we're certainly not the key. Speaking of avoiding crossfires, I decided that the discretion is the better part of valor. I'm going to avoid the crossfire between the crazy of the Teferet Yisrael and the Sidrei Tara in the second Tosfos there. The big fight was the second Tosfos prove that we call the first Shabbat right? Or the second Shabbat right? I mentioned yesterday that Teferet Yisrael brought a riot made the second Shabbat right. But I was going to tell you over there where he's right, but then I saw the Sidrei Tara was up the novel by the first Shabbat right. When I saw that, I decided you can look it up yourself and see who you think is right. But they're arguing which way the Rai is, so I'm not going to talk about it right now in the shiur. Okay. Now, a few more things I have to discuss. One is, going back to what is a hargosh. So we had it, so Ziva Sabalafi spoke a lot about it. Right? He spoke a whole shiur about it. But what else is a hargosh? So the Rambam says it's Daz HaGufa, which you mentioned too. Daz HaGufa is also a hargosh. What does it mean, is Daz HaGufa? So I told him that Daz HaGufa means that she's some kind of trembling feeling. I mean, it's a tremble, right? At the moment that the dam is coming out, you may have noticed in the Bir Halacha here, one of the places in that sefer, we throws in a new kind of thing which he calls argosh, based on the Mishnah later on. This is very, very common. Extremely common. Most women, when they have a period, they have some kind of cramp, headache, stomach ache, something like that. It's a Mishnah, and Tamar Gimel Amar Alef, which tells us, Eilein Avestos, the Faheket Mateshes Choshen Shibri Kreitz, Adem Shipulem Eyal, Kamin Tamar Morat, all these kind of things. She has a headache, a stomach ache, a sneezing fit, whatever it is, these things are called Vestos. What does Vestos mean? And she can be reasonable, we'll get to this later. She's going to be reasonably sure that until she feels this kind of biological phenomenon, she's not going to have it for her period. And there's many coolers all over the night today, so she'll get to it later. We'll think about Bedikas, Vestas, etc., etc. But he calls them he says, it's the good, the Bir Halacha says, and I found later that the Maram Shik, one of the Gedolei Talmidei Chacham Sofer, says the same thing, that these feelings that a woman has is called argosha. This is argosha. Argosha can mean she has a stomach ache, a headache, a cramp. That's argosha. And I assume that they included what they call this dazeh gufa. That's part of that subcategory. But it's not ziva zavala, and it's not nifshach makora, which we'll get to soon. It must be this dazeh gufa. I thought this is absolutely wrong. As a matter of fact, until I discovered that the Maram Shik said it, I thought it was some mistake by a latter-day poltech. Now I've become more restrained in my criticism because I thought the Maram Shik said so. Gedolei HaPosim, Talmidei Chacham Sofer. I still think it's wrong. I'm more happy to report to you that the Aram HaShulchan agrees with the Pharisee of Isaac, that that's totally wrong. That's not Argosha. That's an early warning signal. It's an early warning signal. You can have a headache. It can happen a day before. It can happen even 3 days before. So every person, their own makeup, their own constitution. This is an early warning signal, which the Gemara calls the best in the sense. You don't have to worry about the period coming until this happens. Because this is every single time, every month, this happens first. It's an early warning. That's not our Gosha. Dam, yeah, it's over with Psara. When the Dam comes out, she feels, that's our Gosha. When she feels the day before, or 3 hours before, that's not our Gosha at all. That's tremendously the nicer. Because if you hold like his Kumra, so then you're really in trouble. What kind of coolest summon? Very often she has a headache that day, a cramp that day. Should ice coolest summon? Because it's considered Hargosha? I mean, it's, again, if you're going to link the ultimate custom with the original Hargosha, it's problematic. If you will, that's the end. This reminds me of what we spoke about yesterday. The Chavazah. The Chavazah said, even if you'll assume the Diva Zavalak is a Hargosha, it's only to do with if she felt the Zavalak with Mifnim. When she felt the Mechut, it's already too late. That's not Dami as of Absurd. So I say by the same token, if what? The same as the Ziva Sabalak of Bechut is too late. So by the same token, the headache is too early. Neither of them would count. So they're not just at the time, and we're not talking about milliseconds over here, but they're not at the same time as the Dan coming out. So therefore I thought that they should not be considered Argosha, despite the fact that the Mamshik and the Gufi Alokas, they both said it is considered Argosha. I thought the Orchah Shulchan was right on this matter. Yes. What does it mean? There are women when they have a period, there's a trembling at the time of the Riyaz Da. That's the Matthias. Every woman is different. That's the Matthias. I should add a substantial flow. Obviously, it's even Hagash is even Savalah. It should be awake, right? By definition. And yet, it happens fairly frequently. The woman has a normal period. And still in the morning, there's a lot of the Savalah. And she didn't feel anything. So how can you say? Trembling kind of a feeling, right? That would be akin perhaps to the Zazer Gufa, right? Hard for a man to project what exactly this feeling is. And presumably it's the kind of I mean, I'm told that some of them, when they have the fear, they can't walk exactly straight. They're sort of a little, the knees tremble a little bit because of the pressure which is brought on by the period. So therefore, this might be a situation of the Zazaya Gufa. There may be a very severe kind of a cramp, which comes Bishat. Trembling kind of a feeling, right? That would be akin perhaps to the Zazaya Gufa, right? Hard for a man to project what exactly this feeling is. But presumably it's the kind of, I mean, I'm told that some of them, when they have the fear, they can't walk exactly straight. They're sort of a little, the knees tremble a little bit because of the pressure which is brought on by the period. So therefore, this might be a situation of the Zazaya Gufa. There may be a very severe kind of a cramp, which comes Bishat Aria, that I would see might be considered a Hagosh. That would be considered a Zazaya Gufa, but that's not the vest, which is a early warning for the Aria. Yes. Why didn't you wake up when that happened?
No, because they happen one, they happen in the day.
But you didn't feel it during the day. Okay, maybe. Perhaps. Finally, the last kind of agadah that the Achronos uses the first time is the Psichas Pi HaMelachim. Where does this come from? So, what does it mean? Think about it. What does it mean, Psichas Pi HaMelachim? The Achronos already told me, what do the words mean? And the Achronos say is that the women today don't have this. They don't have it. The women today don't know what that means. What do you mean, Psichas Pi HaMelachim? That the cervical canal opens up. Well, what does that mean? What do they know what the words mean? Where is the source for this kind of a denagosha? That's the Ritumash Hadesh. The two are written by Tidush, a Chumrah Niflah, quote in Shulchan Aruch. What's the Chumrah Niflah? If a woman felt his Psichas Pi HaMelachim, and she checked herself and she found nothing clean, what's it then? Meir. Because she had this Hagosha, she must have been done some down there, and she just lost it somehow. That's an incredible Chumrah. It's so incredible that many people say it's wrong. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes. So the Achronim say, based on this, Truma Sadesh, what he's clearly assuming, that what? That this, that Pi HaMelachim is considered a Hargosh. That's what the Achronim assume. This Ketshuva, this is what I asked, look at this. First Pitz Ketshuva, Kuf Pei Gimel, this is called now. I saw that the Sefer Barei HaShulchan, very involved with the Sefer, he says, in the Beurim, beginning of Kufpegil, I believe, he says, how do you know? All you see from the Truma Sadesh is that the Psichas Pi HaMelachim is a raya, that what? That this dump, that dam came out. We don't find anywhere that is Gufa's considered Hargosh. Again, the Truma Sadesh assumes that if there was what? If there was a psichas pi amacha, there must have been that. You just missed it. You can't find it. Right? That's what the lesson says. Fracture of body al shulchan and the biurim. But how do you know that psichas pi amacha is itself a kasha? They never said that. All he said was that it's an indication that there was daf. But he never said that there was, in fact, the Hagosha. How did Achron know, based on the Tumas Hadesh, to say that Psichas Pi HaMokor is, in fact, considered a Hagosha? This is Kasha, and he has no terror. Tzorach here, right? Tzorach here. So I think the answer is like this. How did Tumas Hadesh know to say it's Kiddush Nisra? Where did he get it from? Guess. Al-Gamar, we got it from. So the Ramoyez, the Shubha Tadesh, is Pile Floyd. Al-Gamar is referring to the case of what? But she found out. The Shubha Tadesh is the case of what? But she didn't find out. So what's the Shubha Tadesh bringing a riot from Al-Gamar where she found out to a case where she didn't find out? What kind of riot is that? Pile Floyd. What kind of riot is that? Well, I asked you to look in the, here in the Bir Alok, we posted the Shubha Tadesh verbatim. You look carefully at the Tumas Hadesh, he's very, very, very lawyerly in the raya that he brings from Al-Gamar. He doesn't say it's a raya brewer. All he says is that from Al-Gamar you see, quote, that Hargosha is a svara d'oraita. What does that mean? I mean, he's not saying it's a raya brewer. You see, for me, Hargosha is a svara d'oraita. A svara d'oraita. A svara d'oraita. Mela, that's what he's saying. I think that the Chorah, that the answer to Beirut's Kasha. If the Tumas Hadesh had said a firm, hard, and fair thing, that whenever this Psichas Pi HaMokor, it must have been down, and when it wouldn't have brought any riots to that as a fact, then the Beirut's Kasha was good. But the Tumas Hadesh is basing it on our Gemara, and basing it on the Psalinian of Hagosh with the Svara Darais. And what physical phenomenon is he describing over here? Psichas Pi HaMokor. He's talking about Psichas Pi HaMokor, and he's bringing right from Al Gemara, he's saying Hagosha is a Svara d'Oraita, and it seems that clearly he's assuming that Psichas Pi HaMokor is a Hagosha. He might be wrong, there are more argues on him, the Yehuda said he's wrong, the Radva said he's wrong. But if he's right, there'll be a raya that he does assume that Psichas Pi HaMokor is, in fact, a Hagosha, and that means an indication that there was that. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, I'll discuss first the question, what happens if you know for a fact that it was Dami Gufa, B'li Hargosha, and it was less than a grid? You know for a fact. I'm going to ask you a Kasha, which is knocked down part of the shade. Very good. Yesterday, we spoke about what I call the in-between cases. Case of Yagisha Dam Mosa Ozel or Yagisha Eidel from Peninsula Moshe. I put them all together, so they're both considered cases of Sufik Hargosha. Well, that's not quite accurate. Because the Gemara explains in the last narrow, next to the last narrow line, Lo, the Argosha of Eimer Hargosha's Eidel Haroi, Moshe Vizvadai Migufa Oza, Ozel is Torah. So that contrary seems to indicate that Moshe is not a Megufa, but Ogul, what? Ogul, we get the impression is a Tzofek, and maybe it's not Megufa. Maybe it's not Megufa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. If you read the Gemara that way, it's a simple reading, the question will come, if we explained yesterday that everyone agrees with the Drosha, which the Sidrei Tara applied based on the mission of the Chesed Beis, of Dan below Ketan. The only defining, what if it's not a Migufa, the question is there about Hagosha or not? That's not going to work. Because if everyone agrees to the Rosh of Dan below Ketan, so when it comes to Ogul Tor should apply in any and all cases, even in the case of what? In the case of Hirgisha Dan. Whereas the Achronim, such as the Sidrei Tara himself, and the Beis Yosef, and the Shavaror Harav, want to say that according to the base of the second Shas of Gemara, that if you're Gisha Dam Mamish, then even Ogul is coming. Again, so we show them why you can still say you can deny this. If you want to go to Poskim, who said that Ogul Tor is only if Lord Yishad Dam, according to the second shot, it's going to be stuck. This is the concept that was raised yesterday, which is raised today, but yesterday this year. So, I'm stuck. The only way to get stuck, you only have to just backtrack. You don't have to retreat a little bit. Maybe the only way to really get out of it is by saying, even a more radical interpretation of what the shaila is. Namely, maybe that instead of saying that everyone agrees to daven lo kesef, and they're arguing whether to apply to a case of something like Hargosha, maybe they're arguing about daven lo kesef b'chlal. This daven lo kesef idea is being independent. Russia is telling us Tufik the right to the Kula, like Tufik Mamzer. It's not just a Pasha the thing. Not everyone agrees to that. The Gemara, the Mishnah does say Dama Lokesa, but the other Pasha seems to have assumed this. What does it mean? It doesn't mean it's a Russia. It just means Yagosha, whatever it means. It doesn't mean it's a new din. So maybe that's exactly the Kula from Apollokas over here, within the two Lashonis. Again, as he said yesterday, the Tufik. But in the case of Tufik, it'll include all the Tufik. All the Tufik of Kula. Both the Tufik, Hargosha, and the Tufik, Me'alma. I said in both cases, the mashal would be, you say it's fake of the kula, you say it's fake of the chumra. Perhaps. Only one thing, I call the Sidre Tara in trouble. The Sidre Tara is on both sides of the fence over here. And he's the one who caught us about the whole thing of Davalo Kesem, that's his Kiddush. And here the Sidre Tara holding the second shot. The second shot that we're saying now denies Davalo Kesem. But it's stuck. But the answer to that one is, maybe the Sidre Tara holds Davalo Kesem only the Maskanah. I mentioned at the end of the Shia, I think I did, that the Ritara says that with the Maskana to Gemara, that's the Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara is denying it, Hargosha, correct? The whole Gemara before is rejected. And therefore, then they have to come out to Dabba Lokesh. But on the Gemara number Bain, the Ritara didn't know about Dabba Lokesh. And therefore, they're in the second shot, what we call. But so there's no steering to the Ritara. La Lokal of Maisel, he's going to say, there is a din of Dabba Lokesh. Without the Gemara, which is rejected, to his second shot, which he likes, denies Davalo Kesem. So it comes out, just like we mentioned yesterday, for example, the Chazanish says that don't make too many of the yukums in this Gemara, because the Gemara is rejected Lamaisa, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, and I'm in Bay, and I'm in Aleph, that there exists a din of some of the Rabbana. So in a similar way, one of the Sidre Tara was saying now, that the Gemara at the beginning did not recognize Davalo Kesem, and at the end says Davalo Kesem. This is a bit of a redoing of a part of yesterday's shiur. The only hands are going up. Yes?
Okay.
Good.
That's the
right answer.
The answer to
the word
could not
possibly invite that better. Therefore, what point am I saying? What I'm saying now is
difficult.
You have to catch the Sidre Tara. The Sidre Tara will say that this is that presumably you'll assume that it's the Tavik Mi'alma in that case too. I guess. It's not a catch of the Sidre Tara. I'm sure that missing page that says that he takes care of that too. Sure. Yes, sir.
I don't know what that means. They didn't know
that was the commission. No, but the word Damalo Kesem, I told you, what are the other folks to do with the Sidre Tara? They presumably understand that the Gemara says, Isha Kitzidis, Zoba, Dami, Zoba, Bsara, Bsara, Dami, Lo Kesem. What does that mean? So they understand it to mean, presumably, Behin Agosha, I guess. And
the Shul comes to say, Isha.
I'm sorry?
The Rishi.
What Rishi?
The Rishi.
Yeah. Good question, but I there must be an answer, because it seems to me we're looking at the poskim and everyone agrees to this independent Russia of Davalo Kesem, saying that Speka is a right to the Kula in this case. I don't believe that that is unanimously accepted. So I believe it's entire system enough for the mission. Like you say. But one might imagine that someone could reinterpret the mission and say, well, it really means something else. It really means, let's see, what does that mean?
What does it mean? Maybe it's not really a bona fide Russian. Habibu asked, what's going on? She's saying, oh, look, she has a maka. That was the case, but she had a maka, right? Correct? She had a maka. So, so maybe what it really means is there's a maka, so the stomach down came from the maka. Maybe. We'll have to do a little figure of maka. Right, no, but that's not in the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah will tell you whether it's a legitimate Kaliyah. Maybe I'll even call that a role of people have to see the Sugya of Maka, whether it's a Vesta, not Vesta. See which way the role goes. Maybe the other Akron who denied it to retire will say the Mishnah sure says it. With a legitimate Kaliyah, and it being a role of the Hakel in effect, based on the Tetrachin. So then, what I do, I put down below Kesem. We know God was the Kolot HaRasula, if you follow the road. He's just telling him, it's that's the Pshat of the Pasuk. But, huh? Oh, whatever it is, as the case may be. But there wouldn't be a rule across the board that whenever there's a Tzavi, you go to Kula. Perhaps, we'll have to go through, we'll see the Sugya of Maka, we'll see how this plays out. Yes?
Down below Kesem is only a drasha for Agasha, then what is Shmuel adding?
Could be in economics, it could be explaining it. I mean, adding a Kiddush to the result. Explaining it? Crap. Okay, I just wanted to that was the bad news. I just redo a little bit the shiur from yesterday. I was going to cut the court a little bit. All right. So now, we spent a lot of time in this one humble. I was talking to this because it gets a little bit depressing when we start seeing how many times there are folks who say, well, you can't learn the mice in this humble because we reject it in the next humble. El Chazanish said it, and the Tara may have to say it, but feel encouraged. We learned a lot of important things, and some of them I'm sure a lot of the minds of Amish as well. Okay. I want to discuss an Indian of, which is important, the first line, the first page. What if you know for a fact that Dom came to Gufa? 100%, the doctor tells you that Dom is uterine bleeding. It comes from the mokor, we know for a fact. And lo hergisha, there's no hargosha whatsoever, not any of the hargosha. And it's less than a kigrit. The sheer kigrit, you may have seen her as hysteric, less than a kigrit for all that's told her in Makolas. Maybe it comes from a book. So it's less than kigrit. We know it's vadim and gufa. So what's the din? So the Torah Tashlamim, the very first page, and the Chasnida says the Farish that it's Mutz. And the Yad Avram, also on the first page, says that it's Utz. It's Machlokas Achroni, you find the Marashah, all these. Number of Achron, the first Sif, have this Machlokas. There's a fundamental Machlokas over here. The Shaila is, the Torah, when the Chazal or Mekil is less than a Kriish, what's the Pshat Natkul? What's the Pshat Natkul? Is the Pshat Natkul? They're telling you, look, maybe it comes from Makot, and then it's clear to be able to be told in a Makot. And if I construct for you a case where you cannot be told in a Makot, then it's Osir, even though it's less than a grid. That's what the Rabbi Yonatan says, and other Gedolim. But other Poskim, the Torah Hashem, says, not in doing. Shira Chachavim, Kach Shira Chachavim. Whoever has come out of Shir, that's the way it is. There's no, it's a low fluke. And therefore, even though it's impossible to be told anything else, it's less than the Kigrit V.O., the Chazal HaMeikah. Look, Heimamru V'Heimamru. Midorite is torn totally because there's no Hargosha. Assuming that's true. Right? Assuming that's true. Because the Sidrei Tara, if he rejects Hargosha, he's committed, no? He's going to have to learn. Not the Rabbi Rabbi Yonah. He says it, I know, but he said he has to say it. Not only said he has to say it. But if you know the radical shadow of the Sidra Tari, he rejects Masnoni, he rejects Hargosha entirely. And the only cool you have is Tavik Me'alma, the Avad is going to have to say the what, in this kind of Shmach Logos, and certainly what, Tmeyos, even Tmeyam is all right? Of course it is. There's no clear whatsoever. So we're assuming against it. So the consensus of the view is against the Sidra Tari. So the Masnoni isn't in Hargosha. But what there is a machloka, so if there's no argosha and it's dam less than the grid, vadim and amok. So Shaila, what's the nature of the shir kigrid? Is it only a shir of kliyim and makolah? In which case, in this case, we have to say it's tameh, because there's no tiyah shalitlo. Well, no. It's an absolute tashir and tahar no matter what. Of course, this question, if you think about it, might possibly become almost moot. I'll tell you why. So the Kesef Mishnah says in Parak Tes Halach Aleph, the famous Kesef Mishnah talks about Tzavim, but we'll get to this a little later. He says that even if you know that Dam definitely came min Aguf, min Gufa Isha, it didn't come from any bugs, it might still be Tzavim. In the Mishnah earlier, what time was the Mishnah? It's talking about the three places, the Aliyah, the Lul, and the Cheder. What time? Yudayin. Could be Yudayin. The Mishnah that Yudayin, which talks about different parts of the anatomy of the Gufa Isha, Mashal Chav Yudayim Aveid. Achedev, Aprozev, Aliyah. So Dam Achedev is Tomei, Dam Aliyah is Tor. Into the Prozev, Tzmeka Tomei, Tishach Eskosom and Amok. Eskosom and Amok. But it may not be 100%. May come from the Aliyah, whatever that is. I'm not going into the biology now. Whatever the Aliyah means. Got it. Come from the Aliyah. Whatever it is. You have a canvas look at the picture, I believe. He told me once that when he put out his paper, that the people in Yerushalayim, they're very angry at him. For a car, how can he put X-rated pictures in there? He said, how are you going to know what's going on? Someone told me this, the conversation he had with Shalim, our coach. I know that picture should be in there. But in any event, the Kesef Mishnah says that you can be, that there's a suffix, Min Aliyah. The Chor, suffix Min Aliyah, can also say what I would call, suffix Min Atzadim. In other words, it's some kind of a minat prozor. There's some kind of a cut on the side of the vaginal area, the prozor. What's the subject? So the chora is something very strange. Madasha. If there's a bedika done for omek, then we already explained yesterday that even under the right level, under our bottom level, we say it's bargosh. So a vadish the sura. If it's just found chutz l'gufa, no clear, but it's. You know, 100% it's migufa, right? So even though it's 100% migufa, but in most cases, it's true that it's a migufa. But maybe migufa means min aliyah, or even min aprozo. So then it's going to again be a subject, as the Kesef Mishnah says. It's going to again be a tliya. So what's Talmach like is a big fundamental theoretical shadow between the Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz and the Torah Tashlom. What are they fighting about? Manasha. If the Bedika is under Omer, then it's Hagasha, then we have to be Mammon. Sure, everyone agrees with the focus. And if an eight Bedik is held right outside the Gufa Isha, so there's no room, Asher ain't Derech, this tells the Yom and the Svol, there's no way till the Summa came from anywhere else. But still, according to the Kesef Mishnah at least, that might still be labeled as a suffix. Either Min Ali, whatever that means, or Swami Mobalabatish, Min Aprozor. So what's the case that they're talking about? With Vadai Migufa of Ali Agosha. Let's have by a doctor. A doctor. How come I send him to a doctor? The doctor says the examination, the doctor says, yeah, I'm telling you it's 100% Vadai Ba Migufa. And there's no Agosha. That's a little bit strange, but the fact that I came to the doctor. Unless you say they did not get permission. That's another possibility. Just bring it to your attention that this fundamental shadow is brought up. Might be only theoretical unless you are very rare, unless you reject the Kesef Mishnah's word in Parak Tes Halach Aleph and Nichus Yisurabim. Okay, just bringing that to your attention. Okay. Alright. This being the case, I'd like to discuss a little bit some of the prophets of the Halach of Kesef. Very much Halach Alamait. I'll say, what am I doing Halach Alamait? Yes, John. What the? It's not a real subject, but why is the Kesef Mishnah called it a subject? It seems to be saying it is a subject. Hold on a second. Kesef Mishnah says it's a real subject. It's a start to a svek svek. He said he has a famous kasha. Every kasha should be a svek svek. Why? Sovik Megufa, Sovik Me'alma. And if there's no Megufa, Sovik Menacheder, Sovik Menali of Atar. And the answer doesn't give your answer. The answer is it's a Isha Chomor, or it's a Litlo, whatever. It doesn't seem to give your answer. Okay. You're saying the Mishnah, you're saying against Kesef Mishnah, I'll tell you. Okay. I don't believe. No, that's the dog that's the Naka on the Alma. No, he knocked on the Alma with that Sadok. It doesn't knock him in an Aliyah. Take a look, you'll see it as Lush. Yes, Bob. We'll discuss this problem later on. So this child of some of the mice are very important to today. They come up all the time. Very important that the pastor says, the pastor, who the pastor? You guys are the pastor. So they get married, you get pastor yourself. You have to rub a shadow sometimes, but you can't be relying on Rabbanim every time. You have to know it's the dinner. It's very important. So let's discuss some of the front of here as found in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. So I think that maybe the best place to look, if you don't mind, we may have a Bari HaShulchan. We don't know if everybody has one. So we'll look on. We'll open up there, and we'll be able to look inside a little bit. The project of Kevin. The Shir Adoshim. The Shir Adosh Gadal and Sarah. Well, what does that mean? What's it all about? So, in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, the letter Nun Gimel, Post Nun Gimel, is 18 millimeters. The diameter of 18 millimeters. So what does that mean? Circle is 18 millimeters diameter. You know what that really is? A dime. It's a dime. Huh? A penny. Moshe is 19 millimeters. That's a penny. What's a dime? A dime is 20 millimeters? Ooh, wow, how do you like that? Okay, whatever it is, it's approximately a dime, a penny, that range. Big cooler. Now, the luck is, now, the shear of the grid is an important shear. So we have to know, whether it's mutter or whether it's asur. Now, what about a situation where sometimes it spreads? You can tell it started off small and it got bigger, etc., etc. So the Pesukim say, somewhere in the Bari HaShulchan, where he says that you have to measure the weight, kemosha balafaneinu. In other words, as it comes to the famous rule in Sukkah, Mara Tachlal, and that is the rule called Torah Kula. Ain't the dying on the mash ain't of rose. You have to judge the way you call them like you see them. And when you see it, it's more than a grid, even though you can start speculating and start it up as less, and it expanded to more, it doesn't matter. Now, the Urim and Nunvav is an important comment. Calls man the on the tolem no adam kino apa fisher is banenu lo nimta tleno kino kol kav goro she spanda tamo shadav from kazeh or as he says later on lo shchiach damkina kaligar. Right? So how can it be? So the din is, that when they made the gzera, they made it that way, and that was the original gzera. We don't make any new gzera. That's the law. It's very important to this, that although the logic might dictate nowadays that we shouldn't be making them, there's no makolos for flour, because of the hygiene, etc., there's no drugs, so it doesn't make a difference. Since Gozru Chazal only in Shir Kevin, but only in Shir Kegris, so Kaf Gozru. Now, does this in any way affect our earlier Shiloh? We thought of a shalot with the other tenevishit, with the Torah Tashlamin. With the statement I just made now, does that relate to what I just said earlier? The Chor should be the same thing, no? This Bali Ashulchan, he's saying it straight out. That nowadays of a woman, there's no makolas, nothing. Right? Still, we make you, because they only would go there, a Shiur Kegris. Isn't that committing yourself to the Torah Hashlamah's position? Yes or no? Listen carefully. Here he says, we live in the 20th century in New York, in 1985, so there are no bugs. And still a maker. Because when the Kamal goes there, they only go there on a Shiur Kegris, unless they were not goes. But nowadays, the woman has a Keter, Allah Kala Maisa. She sees a Keter. And the Keter is less than the Kegris, comes to the Rav. The Rav said it's Muslim. But there's no one, it's not from my coach. So what basis is he being matterin? On what basis, what? It's an absolute sheer, and therefore, even though 100% sure, presumably, why I'm not sure? Never 100% sure. That's 100% sure means you're never 100% sure. So there is no kina. We have no kina but cloud. So mapidom is sheer degris. The degris is an antiquated, obsolete sheer. They're both in the floor, I know that. But they're both in the bone. But presumably the hygiene and the sneers and the women that they wear undergarments and they bathe frequently. It's a pashas, I mean, Baruch Hashem. But it's very rare. Eat about you get, but. Sorry? It's less, right. So change the sheer.
No,
one thing is the shear, then it's the shear. So therefore, even though I know 100% that it comes from the Manasha, I mean, if the shear is, if she's one little tiny bit less than the grid. So that's it, if it's a bug or not, it's definitely not. No, we don't have big bugs nowadays. So it's a bit, I don't see it, yeah, what? Could be. I don't know. Lechor with Pasha Pshayin in the top of Atalya. Okay, you know, let's stretch out one with the other.
Sure, no.
All right, could be. All right. Okay. Oh, whatever it is. Enough is enough. Now, in Siv Vav, the Kodim Achlokos, the Rambam and other Rishonim, Hod Amin and Shiura, may the Kesan Insal, Chalukim and Kesan Insal, Sarah, this is a big thing, the Rambam sheet. Yeah, one of the Tumul had to have our Gemara at the end, the Shkong and others. Our Gemara seems to be against the Rambam. Those are Machlokas, Allah, and the Mice had a pass. The Machlokas had a pass, and the Mice. I believe Rav Moshe's Megillah. Rav Moshe has a few chuvos printed in Hilchos Nida by Rabbi Shimon Eider Shalit. He has a statement in the back. He has Shalit against Rav Moshe, and I think Rav Moshe is one of those. I think in Klaus Zion in, and that little chuvos in the back. This is the Megillah Halacha in the case of less than a grid al basar. Does this affect our previous Shalit too? Maybe. I mean, there may be a connection to this and that also, in a sense that if grit's an absolute shear, then maybe you can say a part of the Sarah too. But if the grit's a Tzliya, then you can say it on the part of the Sarah, then it's more likely that it came from came Gufa than from an outside source. So if you want, I mean, here you can get out more easily. But if you want, you can say it's again the same Shalit. But if it's al-Basara requires a grit, it's an absolute shear, and it doesn't require a grit, that shows that it's a Tzliya and it's a Gufa that don't see it. But again, I want, that's just a possibility. It doesn't have to be depending on that Shaila at all. Alright? So far, so good. Now, in Sifches, in Ain the Kesem, the Mokka Mesa, the Gris for Oz, Apa Pish, Yesha, Kipin, Arbe, Smukhan, Zeladev, Achin, the Sarfem, Yeshfem, Yosef, the Gris, the Horror, Shin, the Tolem, called Tipa, the Tipa, Bikina, Achin, the Gris, the Mokka Mesa. Okay? That's the dish. So here, all kinds of protem and the details. What if you have a garment which is not fully white? So we're going to see in the next sif, the yud, that if it's tavua, there's no there's summon. What's going to be the din if you have a very commonly now, they have, you know, print pattern. So it's partly white, partly colored. So let's say if you have a keseh, it's partly on the white, partly on the color. What's that look? What's the din? It's a big machlokes. If Vegas says it's like this. How does it say? If there's a cat, there's a part of the color that doesn't count. It doesn't count towards the kigrit. If you have one large stain, and it's all one continuum, part is on the white and part is on the color. So while the part of the color does not count to cancel the sheer kigrit, at the same time, the part of the color is not considered a hefsek. We don't consider that they're two separate tipas. The one here in the middle, that doesn't like the command 11 of them. No. It's the sorry for them in the sense that we can then say it's a half a grit here and a half a grit there. And I'll beg a Savu on the middle, that she is Asura. That's what Biki Vega says, and I think that's the consensus of the puzzle. Okay. Now we come to the most important sif of all. Lamaisa, practically speaking, you know, down to the nitty gritty, that's sif yud. Really important. Kesem shenimsa al dova she'eino mekabel tuma. Lo gozer. Kesat bokka karka ola o beta kiste she'eino mekabel tuma. O kol dova she'eino mekabel tuma v'yashva ola v'matzeb al kesem. So it's mutzim. V'chen kesem shenimsa al dege tavua tahora. L'fichach tilba she'isha b'gnei tzivonim l'latzila mikzomim. Eight the Tova. The Rambam in the Rambam, the Gemara, that it's a good idea to try to avoid these shilas in this way. Now, here we have a very, very important shiloh here. What if the kesem is found on a dava she'eino makabel tuma, called the Ferish Gemara that's put it, the Ferish of Dinah Makabel. What if the Dava Shaina Makabal Tumma is Muna Al Gabe Dava Makabal Tumma? You saw it inside of the Ma'am Makabal. It's an Aina Makabal Tumma which is resting on a Makabal Tumma. So the Pitzkei Tshuva says that the Isha is Asura, because it's the Great Tara, for the Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa. What Tumas Masa? So the Beurim in the Bar Yashulchan, they go to town. Tumas Masa. Take a look over here. Page Kuf Sam of Gimel. Dibra Maskil Dovo. Dovo Shena Mekabel Tumas. Chodos the Reitara. Ein Lahamcha Shinin Tzak Ketam Al Dovo Shena Mekabel Tumas. Amunah Hatzakliya Mekabel Tumas. Tumeya. Hol Vazam. Mitame Akli B'Matzah. Sotko has a whole shakar atari about it. Hiksav mechaskinuf, it's a kuftam achalaf, the Rav HaRishonim lekatum as mazah b'kelim. Ayin shom. Omnam, the argument comes to two kelim. Omnam alika dvar lo nechlak ha-mechaskinuf an afkamina ba-odam ha-magzik b'yodo dova she-eino mekabel tumo v'nim tzalav keseh the ba-odam ika shapir tum as mazah. Wow. Halacha lemaisa, what kind of a case? For example, let's say a woman with a whole shadow, you see the other story about Neo. You saw about Neo already, about paper. You saw it in the Maram Kamas. It was about paper. Chuba talks about paper. So the whole shadow is paper from the Kabbalah Tumor now. So Rav Moshe writes, and that's a little back in that book there, I think it's English, because we have English Moshe, now we have two, don't we? Now, Baruch Hashem, we have a whole full set of Igus Moshe. So in one of those two places, your Moshe Shalita says that the toilet tissue or some tissue is certainly not Mekabel Tumah. They were fighting about paper, maybe what kind of paper? Paper which is, you know, raw paper, which is the man yam, the yam and rabbit, the used, the reused, etc. But the tissue which is used once and thrown to the garbage, this, is, he says, the Maladeh, the kind of death, would not be Mekabel Tumah. Moshe the Tshuva in other places, in other areas of Halacha. We have this yisod, whatever's going to be used disposable, and now you can't reuse it, it's not a kli, it's not a kabel tumah. What's about it? Kiddush, she doesn't like it, it's like tefillah kelim, tefillah shita throughout. Yeah, the kabel tumah is a little piece of tissue, it's not a kabel tumah. But there, on that basis, the chlor, it can be made ill, and it's found on a toilet tissue, for example, a tissue in the bathroom. Very common, it's found with this dot. So I always say for that reason, whenever a married woman is living in the house, they have to only use color to be tavua. Of course, somebody can buy in the store, you buy blue, pink, yellow, whatever, it should be tavua. You shouldn't buy white. But let's say it was white. The container, okay, if it's white, it's ain't a makabel tumah. But the paper's not a makabel tumah. This paper will come out the whole day. If it comes along the meyurim, it says, doesn't matter. Even though what? The paper is not a kabel tumah, but it's being held by the woman. And they talk about tumas mata. Oh boy. The abuki and mesechta kelim. I don't know what the mesechta have to know. The whole state of Taurus. To know what the name of tumas mata, part of tumas mata. In order to come to the conclusion, Allah from the mice. This is what he suggests. This is what he suggests. I'm sorry. Come again?
What would be
coming to
here?
The thing is like this. A person who carries something with his stomach is himself covered. It's full of his mouth. The woman is holding on to this kli, right? And the kli has dam on it. There exists an idiot of Tumas mouth. The woman becomes what? Dam is an avatumah. It's a mishnah. What the dalam is base? Dam and is an avatumah. So therefore, the woman or someone holding would be the kabbal tumas mas. Dam or that the mishnah that's the dalam is base. It says that dam and nida is
avatumah.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Oh, but let me rephrase that in a different way. We'll come to my conclusion. What kind of crazy thing is it? We understand less than the grid, it's clear. You can even understand savua because it affects the coloration. There could be cases where it would turn up red on white coloring, and on yellow would be askew. You couldn't really tell the color. Although most people can say, if you have a bloody nose. You have a yellow tissue, you know that it's blood. I mean, there's no question about it. So some person want to say, when they take tefillin, you get it black, you know, deep blue, you know, dark blue, purple. But, that's your own toilet tissue manufacturer. They don't have it, they don't come in that color. But most people agree and say, no. It's the way they draw the line. So they say, oh, there was low dosage. There are more low dosage of tefillin, you know, with the yellow. You can basically tell it's red on yellow. It doesn't matter, low dose, fine. I can understand that. But what's the bin d'vein ha-mekabel tumah? What's it all about? Why should there be a kula by ein ha-mekabel tumah? What's the svara? He says over here, I believe somebody didn't come to the Ma'amah Kabbalah. He gives you the svara. What is the svara? Who said it? Which one is it? Tosfos himself says it, right. What's the svara? Someone to ask. Tosfos is... Tosfos says, the top Tosfos is in the Chesmet Al. Tam of the Rebbe Nechemia came with the Dover Shaket and Botor. Gam ala isha lo gozru tumor. But they didn't really spell out what's happening over here. But it really means like this. What they really mean is really that Kesem. Let's put it the following way. Kesem should have always been taught. Who's looking for chumras in the chasid? Now who's looking for chumras? Not supposed to look for chumras. Every chumras is a cool in the chasid. I keep telling Shaila that come up. The poskim said. Once I went to our motion with Shaila, and I said, well, we should be machmir. What? Chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to be machmir. What other dollar rabbanu? I told her a shwach shalita from the warrior killer. Shalit, shul people. So I said, "Where is she? Olachum chas v'shalom. You're not to be machmen in your more than. Now we make a leader. Have to go exactly. Boom. Makes it very difficult.
Why kula?
So they weren't stuck because they never made any talk at all about the beggar. Because the beggar never came to them at all. The man that they could breathe easy and stick back to the dindaraita. That the kesem is tor, but the right is tor, but the rabbanu. Because they didn't have the chukat lula forcing them to be mounted.